Charles Peguy, Leon Blois, Paul Claudel, Francois Mauriac, and Georges Bernanos. The next blow for secularism was struck by the student uprising in Paris in 1968, France's equivalent of the so-called Summer of Love in San Francisco. Although the Parisian students shared many of the same goals as their American brothers and sisters, they set about achieving those goals in a time-honored French fashion, using revolutionary violence, believing that a Molotov cocktail in the hand is worth more than any number of flowers in the hair. And yet, the spirit of 68 did not represent the final triumph of secularism over the spirit of Christendom. Now, here's a conclusion. It is not that secularism is dead. Now, I think that this applies here in America as well. It is not that secularism is dead as a political force. It isn't. Like the poor, it is always with us. It is simply that it does... Now, listen to this. It is simply that it does not have the power to defeat the forces of Christendom. It just... It doesn't. And now, you could say that another way by saying it doesn't have... And it can't defeat it. It can't defeat Christendom because it does not have the grace to do so. If you've ever said, well, but by the grace of God, there go I, or, yeah, I'm here today thanks to the grace of God. If you've ever said that, well, grace follows the faithful, and it is present and the reason why you maintain or can maintain that faith. It's important to get this. The enemies of the church do not receive graces like that. They simply don't. You've ever wondered how a martyr is made? Take one of the recent examples, for example. When you see the Coptic Christians lined up on a beach in Libya, about each with a Mohammedan in a black smock behind them, with their faces covered, but they all have daggers and they're about ready to begin cutting heads off. And yet those Christians kneel there and apparently take it. Well, but a church, that's just courage and bravery. Or it's a special grace that has been accorded them so they have courage and bravery. After all, courage is one of the gifts the Holy Ghost, we're told.